Against the Storm.
Father, I don't want to lose Phil. The thing is, he never really was mine.
What nonsense. Surely you don't mean because he was married before.
Christy finally talks to her father, and the professor does his best to give no advice. Today in Against the Storm. We bring you another chapter of Against the Storm, written by Sandra Michael and presented by the makers of Iofray. Now, here's something you should do this very day. Send in for the wonderful Boulevard brand Pure Silk three-thread crepe stockings that new Double Quick Ivory Flakes is offering. Yes, sir, we're offering you truly fine stockings at a tremendous saving. Beautiful stockings that are full fashioned, all silk from top to toe. They're made by a famous hosiery maker, knit inside out to give you that smooth, dull finish on the outside, the finish that's so flattering. You know, some of New York's most famous fashion models have been wearing these stockings, and we asked one of the models to come to the studio today to tell you what she thinks of them. So let me introduce Miss Margaret Stapleton, whose picture has become familiar to so many magazine readers. She's standing right beside me, looking mighty smart and glamorous. The microphone is yours, Miss Stapleton.
Well, I want to say right now, the shade of these stockings is wonderful. It goes with absolutely everything, and they're so sheer and smart-looking, I've had lots of compliments on them. I think they're really a marvelous bargain.
Well, thank you, Miss Stapleton. We certainly value your opinion about smart-looking stockings. And friends, that beautiful shade Miss Stapleton mentioned is Tiara, a lovely suntan color. Now, these stockings are available in sizes 8.5 to 11, and you want to be sure you include your stocking size when you send in. You couldn't buy these stockings in any store in America at the bargain we offer. So send for several pairs. Each pair you want, simply send 50 cents and one Ivory Flakes box top, either size. Mail to Ivory Flakes, Cincinnati, Ohio. Now, I'll repeat. Send 50 cents with your name and address and one Ivory Flakes box top to Ivory Flakes, Cincinnati, Ohio. Allow about 2 weeks for delivery. And friends, when your stockings arrive, help them wear and wear by washing them every night with new Double Quick Ivory Flakes. Now hurry, mail your order today because this offer is limited and you don't want to miss out. Offer good in the United States only. Professor Allen is sitting under the maple tree in the side yard, reading. The day is unusually warm. From the young leaves above the professor's head, a small, thin, pale green caterpillar lowers itself toward the earth. It never gets there, of course, because on the way it encounters Professor Allen's book.
Hmm? What's this? Oh, now, wait a minute, wait a minute. I'm afraid I'll have to arrest your progress here, my lithe little friend. Where to in such a hurry? Have you any idea just what guides you on your perilous way through a vast world peopled by your enemies? No, not that way. Here, crawl onto this piece of paper. Yeah, that's it. And now I regret to say I shall have to squash you very quickly. So.
Hello, Father.
Oh, hello, Christy.
What disreputable ghost are you talking to?
No ghost at all, disreputable or otherwise. Oh, a late lone caterpillar that unluckily fell on my book here. Had to kill it.
Well, I should hope so. He was one of those loathsome little green things who eat up the trees, wasn't he?
Oh, I imagine so.
Are you sure you killed him?
Yes, I did. Hated to do it, too. And here, is the grass all right to sit on?
Best thing I know of.
How do I really know what I destroyed when I squashed that creature?
Well, you can look it up in your bug book.
There's something very terrifying about the thought of destroying even so small an evidence of life.
Yes, I know it.
What made it live? And now that it's dead, where has that initial force gone? No, we're not so wise yet, we caterpillar destroyers. We, the great human race, that any of us can explain that everyday mystery. Might teach us to be humble, but does it? Well, too warm for such talk, isn't it?
Maybe. Maybe it's too warm to talk about a much less interesting subject.
You mean Philip and his boy? I shouldn't call that an uninteresting subject.
Mother says he had quite a talk about it.
Oh, undramatic presentation of the whole story. And the only thing that really disturbs me, of course, is what she's told me about your attitude toward this somewhat surprising new order of things.
What do you think my attitude should have been?
Suppose instead you tell me what your attitude is.
Well, I imagine Mother told you.
Wouldn't you like to explain it yourself?
Well, I wish I could explain it, Father. I can't. I can only tell you how I feel.
All right.
Phil wants to bring his little boy down here. I know that's a reasonable wish, but I feel so stunned by all this. It seems so unbelievable to me that I think it would be awful for both Phil and his son if I were here. That's why I want to be released from my summer schedule and go to New York.
With what in mind?
Job.
No, I mean beyond that.
Who knows? I can't pretend to know.
Well, you must have some hope in one direction or another.
I suppose what I hope is that after a while I'll feel myself coming back to life again. I don't want to lose Phil. The thing is, he never really was mine.
Now, that's ridiculous, Christy. If you mean just because of his former marriage, why, you knew about that when you married Phil.
Oh, it's not that. Oh, I can't explain it. I know it doesn't make sense to anybody else.
Does it make sense to you?
I don't know, Father.
Well, no one is better qualified to say what you ought to do about this than you are. You can be sure we won't try to persuade you one way or the other against your will and better judgment.
My will and better judgment are on opposite sides of the argument, Father.
They are?
Of course. I suppose what I ought to do is stay here and make as pleasant a welcome as possible for Phillips and Lucretia Hale's little boy. But I wouldn't be any good at it.
Maybe you'd see very quickly that he is Phillips' boy and that you, as Phillips' wife, would have a claim on his affections, too. Aren't you making him more the other woman than Phillips' son if you run away?
Nothing could ever make him less her son.
Of course, I know absolutely nothing about such things, but it seems to me that since the child has a normal home now, with both a mother and a father, that set of parents will always mean a great deal more to him. I mean, they'll be his real parents much more than any others could be. At best, Philip is in a secondary position now.
And the more that's true, the worse. Then Phil has this to think of. If he hadn't married me, Lucretia wouldn't have married Mr. Tyler, and they'd have been free to make a real home as the boy's real parents.
Oh, dear me. You see what happens when I'm stupid enough to express an opinion. I managed to say exactly the wrong thing.
Oh, Father Heavens, nobody's saying the wrong things except me. You and Mother have been angels, both of you. When you have every right to tell me that I'm only getting my just desserts and making everybody else suffer to boot.
What silly nonsense.
If I hadn't broken all your hearts by marrying Phil in the first place...
Please don't talk like that.
Oh, I know it's stupid, Father.
As a matter of fact, your mother and I are just old enough and just sentimental enough to be rather pleased at the idea of having a grandson about, even a step-grandson or whatever he be.
Father, you're a very remarkable guy. Why in the world did I have to turn out to be such an unworthy offspring?
Both of those remarks are equally ridiculous.
My goodness, do I have to commit murder again this afternoon? Now, here's another of those green things weaving about in the air. Look. He's really very exquisite, isn't he? Such a fine little piece of nature's fantastic and devious artistry. Transparent in the sun, you see?
Christy smiled and shook her head. She looked at her father's hand, raised to touch the bit of green life spinning in the sunlight. His hand was strong. It was a beloved hand. And now it was no longer young. Christy felt sorrow like a physical pressure close in about her heart. Every joy and every disillusion of her life was in that sorrow. But hope was in, too. The old, unconquerable certainty that what was lost would be regained. What was good would endure forever. Friends, what an opportunity for you. Listen to the bargain new Ivory Flakes is offering. Right now, and for a limited time only, you can get a pair of Boulevard brand pure silk crepe stockings at a tremendous saving. Now, these stockings are really beautiful. They're full fashioned, all silk from top to toe. They're knit inside out to give you that flattering, smooth, dull finish. And say, talk about bargains. Why, we showed these stockings to hundreds of women, and most of them said they thought these stockings were worth at least half again as much as we're asking. In fact, dozens of them said they thought these stockings should cost a dollar or more. But here's how little they cost you. For each pair, simply send 50 cents and one Ivory Flakes box top, either size. Address Ivory Flakes, Cincinnati, Ohio. Remember, just 50 cents with your name and address and one Ivory Flakes box top to Ivory Flakes, Cincinnati, Ohio. Now, these stockings are available in sizes 8.5 to 11. Be sure you include your stocking size. Count about 2 weeks for delivery. This offer is good in the United States only.
Goodness, Margaret, I can see that old place so clearly, just as it was on that Memorial Day in 1894. A gentle slope of ground to the south of the church, with big old trees all about, the headstones leaning this way and that, as if to make themselves more comfortable.
If you like stories from the old days, you may like to hear about a day in the country childhood of Professor Allen and his best friend, Porky Mason. Tomorrow in Against the Storm. This is Richard Stark wishing you a good day for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Ivory, 99 and 44 100% pure.